The shiur is about the pasuk Zecher Tzadik Levracha V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, and it's rare that a pasuk that is as general as this should find its way in the halacha in a number of places, and particularly in Hilchos Megillah B'Negeya to Purim and Megillah Esther. The Mishnah in Yuma Paragimel Mishnah Tes has a number of individuals that are niskar, some of them lebracha and some of them the opposite, because they either shared their intelligence or they withheld it. And there's a whole machlokes in the Mefarshim and also in the Gersos and the Gemara which ones were held to task. But in Mishnah Yud Aleph, Ve'elu lignai shel beis garmu lo rotzu lelamid al maisa lechem aponim shel beis aftinas lo rotzu lelamid al maisa k'toyres Higrus ben Levi ho yoydea perik bishir v'leirotzol alamid. Ben Kamtzer leirotzol alamid al-maisak sav. He had a very unique way of writing the Shem Hashem with pens, four different styluses in his four fingers, and he was able to write the Shem Yudke Vovke b'vasachas. So al rishonim ne'amar zecher tzadik livrocha v'al elu ne'amar v'shem rishoyim yirkov. So the Rebbe Avadim Batanur says Al Rishonim Ben Gamlo Ben Kotin Munbaz Vehilni Imay Vinikonar. Those are the ones that I mentioned earlier. Litova, and each one did something positive. They gave donations to the Beis Hamikdash, etc. And they were Nisker L'Shevach. Valo Achrayim Beis Garmu Beis Avtinas Higrus Ben Levi Ben Kamtzer, and he adds the Rav. For Afal Gav the Beis Garmu Beis Avtinus Nos Nutam Livreim Shul Rotzul Lelamed Shema Yilmad Odom Sheino Hogun VeYelech VeYavid LaAvoy Dezara BeKach Loi Kiblu Chachomim Es Livreim. So there's a machloek is what the Kiblu Chachomim Es Livreim Lo Kiblu amongst the Rishonim and the Mefarshim, but the idea is that if they could have given a reasonable explanation of why they had to keep it esoteric, why they had to keep it secret, then of course they would not be included in the list of Rishoyim, of Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. The question is, what does it mean, Ala Rishoyim Ne'mar Zecher Tzadik Levracha? Everybody understands that when someone does a Dover Tov, he's a chosh of a person. But what does it mean, Ala Rishoyim Ne'mar Zecher Tzadik Levracha? What does it mean, al rishoyim, al achroinim, those who did ill, that they kept a secret when they should have taught others, because this aggrandized themselves at the expense of keeping the masorah going? Why? What does it mean? Of course, they're rishoyim. So, what does it mean, al achroinim ne'mar shem rishoyim yirkov? So, this is something that we're going to learn. The Tosefta extends this to another time period and another issue, and that's the mice of Yeravam. Now, Yeravam started a malchus of his own, and he wanted to make a Beis HaMikdash of his own. And he put soldiers, guards, on the drachim to prevent the people from the upper part of Yisrael, which included all the Shvatim except for Yehuda ben Yamin, that they should be prevented from Eilu L'Regel to the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim. You know very well that after the Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is built, you're not allowed to be Makriv Karbonis anywhere else. Anywhere else. So therefore, there was a double avla. Number one, they were prevented from being Olal Egel and be Makriv Karbonis in the right place. And also, they were encouraged to do this terrible chait of being Makriv Karbonis elsewhere. So the Tosefta Maseches Tainis, Perigimel Alocha Ches, Mahu, right, spent B'nei Simloi Hanetufasi, what did they do? Shebishor Shoyshivu Malcha Yovan, at a later tkufa, the Malchei Yovan did exactly the same thing. They prevented the people from worshipping the Ribbono Shel Olam, the true God, and they wanted them to worship all their pantheon idols. So they prevented people from being Oilu L'Regel in the same way that in Tanakh is reported about Yeravam ben Nevat. Kol mishehu yirei chet v'kosher b'oisador. So how did they get around it? Hayonaitel shtei gizeirei etzim v'oisa son kemin sulam. They used to make some sort of a contraption out of it. U'manichon al k'seifoi v'oila, and he would go. Shegia l'oisa mishma, where they came to the guard post of the Yavonim. Amru loyla on atoilech. He says, where are you going? So they pointed to the ladder that was on top of their necks, on their backs. Lito shnei goizolus mishoy v'chaloz shebifnei shebifonai besulim zeh shal tseifai. I'm going to, you see right over there, there's a certain tree over there that has birds in it, and I'm going to climb up on the tree and take the birds out of the nest. Kibun shava meres mishbar. Once they passed the guards, mefarkan, they used to take them apart, umalun Yerushalayim. And they would bring them to Yerushalayim, the mimakra da'itzim as a carbon, apparently. Lefisha matzra atzma la terba la mitzvahs, lefikach nimtza lehem shem toiv, v'zecher toiv ba'olam, v'aleim hu oimer zecher tzadik livrocha. While Yerovim ben Nevot v'chaveirov, and of course, b'nagei the Greeks, nothing to talk about, hu oimer v'shem rishoyim yirkov. Here again, we have that same question. What does it mean? Every person who does such a good deed, or anything b'daimel azeh, is an er l'chayit, obviously. He's a tzaddik. So what is the point of aleim v'kayotze b'hem, is ne'emar zecher tzaddik levrochem? Mesachtes k'tanis maseches seifrim. So far we went to a Mishnah in Yuma. We'll have the Gemara in Yuma momentarily. And then we had the Tosefta in Tainis. And now we have the Masachet Seifrim. In the Masachet Tzadikim, it says, V'chakach mekalis l'tzadikim, Baruch Mordechai, Brucha Esther, Bruchim kol Yisrael. V'rav Omar tzarech loymar, Or homon v'arurim bonov. Omar apinchas v'tzarech loymar, Charvoyno zochur latoyt. Rab Rechia, Rab Yirmiya, Rab Chia, B'shem Rab Yochanan, Kadavimoti, Rab Yonason, La'adim Psukah, they brought down a Masaira that when Rab Yonason came to the Pasuk, Asha, in Megillah, right? Asha Heglen Buchadnetza, right? Ima Goyla Shahoglusa, Nechonya Ben Yehuda, Melech Yehuda, have Omar, he would stop. Apparently, Kadmoti, Rab Yonason, La'adim Psukah, Vice Dice, he was carried the Megillah, which is very interesting. That while he was reading the Megillah, when he came to this pasuk, he stopped, and he said, "Nevuchadnetzar Rishiya Shechek Tamya," yeah, and his bones should be ground, should be rotted. Lemizgei Tova Litivusa Levish Bishusa Shenema Tzeka Tzadik Levrocha B'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, so that you should bring good for the good and bad for the evil. That's what the pasuk means. Zeicher tzadik levrocha b'shem Rishoyim Yirkov. For the first time, we have a picture of what the pasuk is driving at, according to this mahalach, namely that whenever you mazkir somebody's good deeds, then you're supposed to add a blessing to his name. So, in other words, it says here, Aleihem Hakosuv Oimer Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. We're supposed to say Baruch Mordechai, or you're supposed to say Gam Charvona Zochel Atov. What does it mean, V'Gam Charvona Zochel Atov? So we'll see later in the Halacha Mefureshes. But in fact, let's take a look at it right now. The Medrash in Esther Rabbah tells the story. V'Amelach Kom B'Chamosu Mimishtei Ayin Al Gina Sebison. Ma Osam Yichoel Amalach Hischu Mekatzitz Sanatias Lefona V'Hoisiv Chemo Al Chamosu. He went into the Bison, and he saw that all. Imagine, here's this king, and he's very disturbed that Haman is making a lot of trouble for him, and he wants to make a churban of his queen's people, and then of course he goes out into the garden to cool off a little bit because he's very angry. So what does he see in the garden? That some chevreman came and chopped down all of his choshuva plants. Now everybody knows that that's much worse than Haman. So he got totally meshuga. And then when he came back, of course, he sees, yeah. So how did he see that Haman omad lebakish al nafshoy? So Haman omad, is he standing up? So how is it is that he's neifel al amita? So the Medrash says, Ma Osam Yichoel, when they saw he was standing up, Doch Fayal Esther, he pushed on Esther, Voisim Mitzayakis, Adoni Amelach, Hareyu Kaif Sheni Lefanecha, she added fuel to the fire, and she said, look at him, he's pouncing on me in front of you. Vayyama Amelach, Agam Lichbush Amalki, Mi Babois. Vishoma Hodom, Homon Dova Zev, and Noflu Ponov, Me Osal Yo Zocha Atoiv, Nid Melach Arvoina, Vomaloy Adoni Amelach, Gam Hineo Eitza Shosa Homon Lamordachai. Now here's the Pella Otsum. Lamaisa, the Medrash tells us that it was really Eliyahu HaNavi. Maybe Charvona was nowhere to be found. But since he needed to be mislabish in the tzura of Charvona, because Vaisleitz Charvona was the only one that had entry, and Charvona was able to tell the melech something, and the melech would listen, so Charvona wasn't around. But by the fact that he used the tzura of Charvona, we are mechuyev to say, Gam Charvona zacholatov. By the way, that's the vegam. In other words, if he's such a major player, then it shouldn't be vegam. The Teretz is, Charvona wasn't there. So, but still, v'gam chavona zochelatov. V'omar Rav, tzarech loyma or homon arurim bonov, arura zeresh ishtoi, kideksiv v'shem v'shoyim yirkov. It's interesting. We say or homon and arura zeresh. We don't mention bonov. It's very interesting. But here it says, v'feresh, it should say arurim bonov. So what happened to bonov? Vesach nisht. The Medrash Tanchuma, I'm going to skip. It's also about Zimri and Pinchas. But let's go now to the Sefer HaMinhogim. The Sefer HaMinhogim says, "V'tiknu b'shulat tinoikos." This is very interesting, by the way. We clap haman with the graggers, we stomp with our feet, people blow with blowers. "V'tiknu b'shulat tinoikos, k'day shelo yishnu, sha'af heim chayovim b'mikra megillah, v'hod noyagim lahakish k'shezoichin haman." Listen to this. "Hu b'shulat tinoikos, she'ein yoidim loymar she'im reshoyim yirkov." Is a chapela the kazach. It would be mashma from here also, as I mentioned to you earlier, that one is permitted while the laning of the Megillah is going on, that every time you hear the name Haman, you should say Shem Rishayim Yirkov. Some people used to write the word Amalek on their shoes, and whenever they would walk, they would be Meicha, the name of Amalek. But here is an inyan of saying V'shem Rishayim Yirkov. So he says that the tinoikos, when they clapped on the graggers, the whole gragger inyan is a substitute because they are not yet able to say Shem Rishayim Yirkov. Pele de gazach. I don't know if anyone knew this before. V'hod de noyagim lahakish k'shezoichin haman hu b'shvila tinoikos she'ein yoidim loymar Shem Rishayim Yirkov ki hu chiyuv loymar k'shemazkirim rasha. So even when you're mentioning a Rasha, obviously not in a good context, you're not supposed to chanfen or shoy, not supposed to speak good of them either. But even when you're mentioning them in a negative context, such as in Megillas Esther, you're still supposed to add a klola of Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. Just the opposite of Seicher Tzadik, Livrocha, that you have to add a Brocha. And that's why you say Baruch Mordechai, and Arura Zeresh, Arura Haman. And then it says, Inami, there's another reason, V'hoyo im bin hakois harasha. It's a remez. In Malkus, it says, im bin hakois harasha, so you clap. What does it have to do with Haman? He says, Saif teivois Haman. V'hoyo im bin, the hey, the mem, and the nun. The last letters of V'hoyo im bin is Haman. Hakois harasha, you have to clap on that rasha's head. Okay. In the Shulchan Aruch HaRechayim, it's brought down la halacha. What does it say? Min kol yisur she koyi koyi poshet yigeres la'alis haneis k'shiigma koyzo kocha kula umavarech. Hagod. The Ramah says, Yesh kasu shenagim loy madal b'sukim shel geula b'kol ram. That's what we do. Ish Yehudi Mordechai yotzal Yehudi meisara ki Mordechai Yehudi. V'chein agim b'din l'seilu. V'chazen koyzo b'koyre yoisan. Oid kosvu. You hear a Maisa? Their graggers had a picture, a stylization of Haman. We don't know what Haman looked like, but you know, they probably took an image that was ugly and nefarious, and they made a picture of Haman on a piece of wood, and they would clap or avonim. That's like what I told you about Amalek. Al derech mochay timcha zeicher Amalek v'shem rishoyim yirkov u'mizeh nishtar bev haminug shemakin haman kishakorin amigila bebeis haknesses v'ein levatul sheminug alilogolov kiloy lechinam hukvu. So the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah says explicitly that the minug was so that they should erase the name of Haman, and that originally they wrote the name of Haman on one of the sticks, and when they clapped them together, it would rub against the name Keilu to Mocho Emcha Ezecha Amalek. However, This might be something that's unique to Amalek, not to all Rishoyim. But Shem Rishoyim Yirkov is a klala that you apply as well. That's the way I understand it. That when he adds V'shem Rishoyim Yirkov, he doesn't just mean that the clapping was because you erased the name physically. That's because of Mocha Emcha. That might be a din in Amalek. But Shem Rishoyim Yirkov is a curse, a klala, that the name should rot. It's very interesting in all of this, I point out, that it's an inyan to erase the name of Amalek, and there's a chiyuv to remember Amalek. So Amalek is better remembered than any of the other umays. It's interesting, because he is the muster of Ra, and there's a chiyuv to remember him, whatever the reason is. Now let's go back for a moment to the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches. May v'shem Rishoyim Yirkov. Omar Reb Elozo, Rak Vivus Ta'ale B'shmoysam, Deloi Maskinon B'shmayu. So here you have a new halacha that's derived from Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. The first halacha that we learned is very basic, that whenever you mention a Rasha and something that he did, you have to point out the genai of it. You also have to add Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. That's why, by the way, in many places you'll see Rashi Teves, Shari, Shin, Resh, Yud, which trichalach between the Resh and the Yud, the apostrophes. That is Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. Whenever Shabtai Tzvi is mentioned, yes, almost inevitably you have afterwards Shin Reish Yud. That is a kiyum in the writing of Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. And the same is supposed to mention it when you say it out loud. So you say Shabtai Tzvi. What is the alternative that we have? Yimach Shmoy V'Zichroi. So Shem Rishoyim Yirkov and Yimach Shmoy V'Zichroi are parallels of mentioning Legabe Erosha, and the opposite, of course, is Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Exactly. So that's what we'll see in a moment. That's what I discussed, I mentioned it, that story that I had in the Reveille meeting, that somebody mentioned the name of one of the senior Rosh Yeshiva. What he just said, this Rosh Yeshiva so-and-so, Zichrona Livracha, and there was a little pandemonium because people thought that it's a bad simon, it's a bad omen. Baruch Hashem, he lived for many years afterwards. Mightn't even be, you know, a school. Can't get believe this. Abba Lemaisa, he was very, very tumult. Both of them were tumult. So I pointed out to them that a truv in the Tashbitz, I believe, he writes to a certain person, obviously very much alive, a whole bunch of titles, including Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The fact is, though, that we are now going to see another halacha that's very famous, and believe it or not, there are some fascinating anecdotes. People have names that they don't even realize. You know, if you stick to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you're pretty safe. But when you have all these unusual names, so sometimes by accident you stumble upon a name in Tanakh that's mentioned for someone who's a Kaimer Ladvei Dezara, and so on. Like, for example, somebody had the name Matan, Mem Tof Nun. And they thought it's a very nice Hebrew name. In Ivrit, you know, it sounds very good. Anyhow, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you're not allowed to use it because it's the name of a Kaimer and Avodah Zarah in Divrei Ayomim. No one's going to know that. But that is why you have to be very careful when you give a name. You have to do a good search. So where's the makar for that? What does that matan have to do with this matan? Here they have a kavana that he's using it for, that he's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Matis Yohu or something like that. So no, the Gemara is Beferish and Lamed Ches, Amid Beis in Yuma. Right now, we're learning that Gemara. May V'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, Amar Reb Elozer Rak Vivus Tala B'Shmoysam. The name should rot, in meaning it should never be used. That Yiddish Kinder should not be given that name. The loy maskinon b'shemayu. We don't use their name. Masiv Ravino, Masiv B'doyik Ben Yosef, Shenicha Ove Ben Katan Liimoy B'chol Yoimoy Seimoy My Dedasoy B'tfachim When I sent its Mishkolah Shalzav LeBeis Hamikdash Ukshagava Oyev Tavchasay V'achalasay V'alei Akainin Yemiyohu Im Teichalon Miloshim Piryom Oylei Tipuchim Meshiva Ruach Hakodesh V'amerisim Yirag Mishd Hashem Kain V'novi Chazi May Desolik Bey. He says that how can you call somebody by the name of Doyeg? Meanwhile, they tell you the whole story. Why do they tell you the whole story? Because the Gemara wants to tell you, listen, he didn't come to such a wonderful self. So what the Gemara here is implying is not only that you're not supposed to use the name of a Rasha, but if you do, it's a very bad omen. That is a bad zgula. To use the name of a Rasha, to give the name of a Rasha to your child is a bad skula. So the fact that he was called Doeg ben Yosef, originally she was so wealthy that she would weigh him regularly or measure him and give the measure, you know, his height or his weight, whatever it was, she would give that measure every year in gold to the Beis HaMikdash as a gift. That's how rich she was. And when it came to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were so desperate that she ended up chopping him to pieces and eating him up. Tavchasai v'achlasai. And that's him, Toichal Nonoshim Piryom, Eilulei Tipuchim. What's Eilulei Tipuchim? That she measured him by Tefachim and gave that measure to the Beis HaMikdash. So of course the Gemara says, Chazimai de Solikbei. Look what happened to him in the end. Amar Rebbe Loza, Tzadik me'atzmei v'rosha mechaveiro. Tzadik me'atzmei d'ksiv zecha tzadik levrocha. V'rosha mechaveiro d'ksiv v'shem rishoyim yirkov. Amar le ravino lahu mirabona. Tavim misader agadato kamei. Minoa milsad amar rabona zecha tzadik levrocha. Amar le d'ksiv zecha tzadik levrocha. He says, what are you asking me what people say zecha tzadik levrocha? It says beferish in the Mishle, zecha tzadik levrocha. What are you asking me? No, he says he wants to know a makor in the Torah. Minolon dechsev v'Hashem omar mechasani me'Avram asher ni'oseh, and it says v'Avram ha'yir goy gadol otzim. Minolam milsonam rabbanu v'Hashem rishayim yirkav. Amalei dechsev v'Hashem rishayim yirkav. Midaraisim minolon dechsev v'ayel atzdoim dechsev anshe zdoim roim v'chatoim l'Hashem yoid. So it says that Gabi zdoim right after it mentions that Lot went to all the way to Sdom, it immediately tells us that the people of Sdom are rishayim. That's a key in Shem Rishayim Yirkov. The Gemara is telling us that the reason that the Torah juxtaposed that point, Dafka, in that place, is to teach me that you're supposed to always say something, Lignusam Shel Rishayim, once you mention the Rishayim. And the other way, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, because when it says, Amachas Ani Me'Avram, it adds V'Avram Yiyah L'Goy Gadol, which is a kiyum in the bracha of Zecha Tzadik Livracha. Then the Gemara finishes, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tzadik Dor Bein Shnei Rishoyim V'Loy Lomad Mima'aseyim, Rosh Dor Bein Shnei Tzadikim V'Loy Lomad Mima'aseyim. Tzadik Dor Bein Shnei Rishoyim V'Loy Ma'aseyim Oivadya, Rosh Dor Bein Shnei Tzadikim V'Loy Lomad Ma'aseyim Zeh Esav. So it's an interesting why the Gemara has these several Gemaras here. And the Gemara is trying to say that you could say because they're talking about Tzadikim and Rishoyim, but you could say other things as well. You look at the Mefarshim and the Daf Lamed Ches, just find some interesting things. In the Medrash Shmuel, on the bottom, Zeicher Tzadik Levrocha B'Shem Rishoyim Yirkov, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Mishu Maskir Tzadik Ve'enu Mevorchoi Oiver Ba'asei. Now we come to another shalav in the halacha of this pasuk. Until now, we were told that whenever you mention a tzaddik, you have to add a bracha. Zeicher tzaddik levracha, quoting the words of the pasuk itself in Mishlei, is sufficient. But what if you don't do it? So, you didn't have an opportunity to bless him. But here it says that you violated the chiyuv to bless him. That whenever zeicher tzaddik, you are mechuyuv to give a bracha. That's what it says in Mechudosh and Medrash Shmuel. Kol mishu maskir tzadik ve'ena mevorcha over ba'asei dechsiv zeicher tzadik levrocha. Kol mishu maskir rosha ve'ena mekaloloi over ba'asei dechsiv v'shem rishoyim yirkov. Now, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, this is a very interesting shtickle. Har yishoyim doimim l'kri kuris im ein odom mishtamish bohem markivin heim. He says that the rishoyim means the names of the rishoyim are like certain kalim. Most of the time when you have kalim, and like clay kesef, clay zah, for example, so l'cha'ira, if you polish it and you put it inside a velvet bag and it stays like that for 100 years, it'll be as perfect as the day that you made it. There are certain kalim that if you don't use them, they become a tushtush. So he says that's Shem Rishoyim Yirkov. It means that the names of the rishoyim are supposed to be abandoned so that they lie in the ash heap of history, and you're not supposed to use them. And that's, of course, something we saw before. So he says, Kach ro'isa miyomecha adam kairi libnoi paroi sisroi sancheiriv. Some of the people who wanted to show that they called themselves the Knanim, And these are Jews that did not want to identify with Yiddishkeit, so they wanted that, you know, they should have their own country, and they go back, like, you know, Maschu Begnusu Mesayim B'Shevach, Mitchilo Oivdei Avodah Zorah Hoya Avoseinu Terach. So they called their children Terach. Nimrod was a very popular name amongst them, because who are your Gibur Tzayid? Nimrod. So imagine a person getting an aliyah. Yeah, my Nimrod ben Terach HaKoyin. I mean, the guy could have become a Baal Tshuva. That's why I said Baal Tshuva should change their names, because you never know. Any akachra isam yamechadim kolim a paroi sisroi sancheiriv mal koyri oisai Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. So you see a very interesting thing, that mentioning Avraham Yitzchok and Yaakov is not stam. It's not a historical thing. It's simply that, you know, you are obligated as part of Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. Reb Rechia, Reb Chelba, B'Shem, Reb Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Reb Yonison, Shemagia, L'Posse Gazer, Shehogla, V'chulu. So he used to say, we saw it before, Nebuchadnezzar, Shcheik HaTzomus. So he asks, V'loma lo yoma came b'yimiyo. Why does it say that he used to say, by the name of Nebuchadnezzar appears many times in Yimiyo, more than it appears in Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther appears only once. So why didn't he do that when he laid Yirmiyo, and we have Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadrezzar, you know? Elokol Nebuchadnezzar should be Yirmiyo Chai, Beram Hocha Meis Hoya. So apparently, if he didn't have an opportunity to do tshuva, maybe he'll do tshuva. But once he's dead, and his fate is sealed, and his reputation is established as a Rosha, you have to say Shcheik HaTzomos. Rav Omar Or Homan Arurim Bonov, Rav Pinchas Omar Chavoyna Zochalatoyv. Rav Yechiv B'Shem Rav Levi Motzinu Shakodesh Baruch Hu Maskez Yisrael Mevorchon. Matame Hashem Zichoronu Yivarech. Because that the pasuk that we have in Hallel that's so familiar to us is really a parallel of the idea of Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he looks upon Yisrael and he mentions their name, Hashem Zecharonu, when he remembers us, Yevarech, he gives us a bracha. Ein li ela kol Yisrael, kol echad ve'echad minayin. What about it? Maybe Klal Yisrael has a unique segulos, and maybe the bracha to Klal Yisrael is a different din. But not that there has to be a bracha kol yachid ve'yachid. So he says, no, hamachasani me'avram, and that's what you have on Shizdoim, Roim, V'chatoim, right? So, Elo, Ma'am, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ani, Maskez, HaTzadik, Beinu, Mevorchoi, Elo, Avorchoi, V'chakochoi, Diyoi, Hado, Dixiv, Avram, Oyi, Lagoi, God, Lotzim, Nivrachu, Maksiv, Akro, V'yom, Hashem, Zakas, Sedoim, V'amayro. So, in other words, the way they learn is very fascinating, because the Parshat Pshat of the Pesukim is, V'avram, Oyi, Lagoi, God, is not a mamar hamuzgar, it's not a parenthetic remark because of Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, that once he mentions Avram, he has to throw in a bracha right away. And Mameli breaks up the flow in order to be able to throw in the bracha as a parenthetic remark. You know what I mean, parenthetic? It's like in parentheses. But, and we call it in Lashon Kodesh, a mamar hamuzgar. It's enclosed, it's sogur, as a separate statement. So this ma'amar ha-muzgar, we would have thought it's not a ma'amar ha-muzgar. It's part of the flow of the pasuk. In other words, there's something about Hashem's statement, v'avram ho-yayil, goy gadol, that is necessary to be mentioned. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not hide what he plans to do and invite Avram to fight for Sodom to preserve them, right? But that's not how they learn it over here. Over here they learn lehefech, that it's completely parenthetic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, "Amachasani Avram es Hashem Yoise," and then he would say to him, "Zak Hasdoim va'amayra ki Rabba," and so on, and b'chulu. Why does he add in between something that doesn't really belong? That's how they're learning. The answer is because he mentions Avram, he has to mention him l'toivo v'livracha. So that's the yesod. So what did we learn so far? First of all, we learned that Zeichet Tzadik Livracha Shem Rishoyim Yirkov was used already in the time of the Mishnah, and you have a lot of makaris of that way, to identify people who did very positive things and to identify people who are big Rishoyim. It's mentioned coincidentally in the Mishnah Legabe what they did in the Beis Hamikdash to share with others and to prevent others or to give gifts to the Beis Hamikdash, etc. That was Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. By the way, part of this idea is when you have a plaque in a Beis Medrash, such as we have here in all the Batei Knesset, Batei Medrashos, you had it even in the Beis HaMikdash, that you can identify the donor because of Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And of course, the donor is very much alive. But the Zecher Tzadik Livracha, when a person does a good deed, you have to say it is good. So by giving, by mentioning the name, and people see the name and they give him a bracha, that's a kiyum in Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the next shlav is what we learned about Purim. That the Gam Charvona Zocher Latov, that we say Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai, we see Adlo Yoda Ben Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai, it's a very big thing. So the reason that we say that is not stam that we're excited about Mordechai and we're very angry at Haman. It's because of this chiyuv, Zeicher Tzadik Baruch Hashem Yishayim Yirkov. And in fact, we learn from the Medrash Shmuel that if we don't do it, then we are over on an aseh. Because Zeicher Tzadik means we are mechuyev to be maskid l'tzadik and add a bracha. We are mechuyev to be, when we're maskid the rasha, to add a klala, Shem Rishon Yerkov. The next issue that we learned is, and of course, by the way, that's where the clapping Haman comes from and the different menogim that are mentioned from the Sefer menogim and also from the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch. The next thing that we learned is that part of the din of Shem Rishon Yerkov is that we do not use the names of Rishon. So if there's a Rasha that's identified as such, then there is, in fact, an Isur of Shem Rishayim Yirkov. What does it mean, an Isur of Shem Rishayim Yirkov? So it's interesting. When you mention them historically or as part of a pasuk like Asher Hegla, Mirushalayim, Asher Hegla, Nebuchadnezzar, then you're supposed to add Shem Rishayim Yirkov, or its equivalent, Shchek Tamya, etc. But in terms of giving a baby a name, Adarabba, then you're not supposed to mention them at all, as it were. And it's the marshal that they have of the Kalim, that if you leave it alone and don't use it, it's going to fall apart, it's going to disintegrate, so it'll become fashimult. This is exactly what you're supposed to do with these names, and that's why no one, Ra'isa, may Olam, Adam, Kairi, Benoi, and of course the Parai, and the Sancheriv, and Yisra, etc. And the same thing is true, of course, of Yeravam and any of the other names that we have of Rishayim that are Jewish. So, what? Yeah, if there's a name that's not unique, obviously, if you have a name that straddles the fence, then you can use it because you have a Kavanah the Tzaddik Shabbai and not the Rosh Shabbai. That is correct. There was a very Choshev Paisik by the name of Rabbi Tzal Safran in Romania. And he wrote a Chuvitz, which is in the Bar Ilan collection, and has a very interesting shtickel here that I wanted to share with you. So this is a question of somebody: can you determine for sure that a husband died so that she is not an aguna, that she's allowed to remarry? So he writes like this. He says, "V'nidon didan kibin she'ed kayish," his name. He fell in battle. So there's a testimony of a person that comes and says about a certain Chaim Yankel that he fell in battle. He's definitely not around. Not that he got lost or he was taken captive. Again, whoever was writing to him, he made that point already. In other words, the Lashon of Nerag has an equivalent of Nafal. So when you say he fell in battle, you don't mean that somebody pushed him and he fell down, or that somebody shot him in the leg and he couldn't walk. Fell in battle means, even in English also, that he died, that he was killed, right? V'kavanosam al misa v'hariga, Rachmana Litzlan. K'mashikaza b'tshuvas habach, v'leka l'mei manami v'zel l'shayim. They went to Antioch. This is all in the Bach. The Bach is saying, now, you have to understand, Nofal has an alternative. Nerag, what does Nerag mean?
Killed.
So killed means dead. I mean, you can't kill somebody and he's still alive. So it's interesting. It's not such a parallel. Nofal means he fell. That's the technical meaning. That's the literal meaning of Nofal. The assumed meaning is, right, it's a figure of speech. It's like a euphemism. You don't want to say he was killed, so you say he fell. But when you use the word he fell in battle, the word fell means killed. He died in battle. But it still literally means to fall down from a standing position, like by Homo Neufel al Amita. So that's not the same as Nerag. Nerag means killed. You would never say about a person who was wounded, Nerag. You'd never say about a person who was taken captive, Nerag. So Nerag doesn't have to have the extra word umes, because Nerag means mace. So that's not a say, it's not a parallel. Ela Nerag, stam. Lechashinon duma loyorohu ela meguyod. Ela midoama Nerag bistoma. So this is what he means. Let's say that they put a person up on a cross. They nailed him to a cross. In the time of the Romans, this is Maisim B'chol Yom. They make all the Goyim make a whole business out of it. It was a very common Misa. It was a Misa that was not exactly pleasant. The person died from hunger, from starvation, and from pain. And he could die days later even. And meanwhile, everybody saw him writhing in pain and suffering and dying from exposure. But this person could have been nailed to a cross, Meguyod, and at the same time, he could have been taken down later by some partisans or whatever in the middle of the night and survived. So when you use the word Nerag, it might mean in the process. See, we're thinking of somebody being shot with the gun in the head, so that's Nerag. But it could be, so by adding the words umeis, it means, and I also saw that he expired. So he says we're not choshish for that, because stam Nerag means meis. V'loshen Nerag mashmo shameis v'lechashin l'midi. As I told you, it's not exactly the same. He says there may be some people that use the word fell in battle, dafka, that someone was just wounded. The word get also means, as we know from the Tosis and the Davbeis Amid Aleph and Gittin, it also means shtar shtaris. All shtaris are called Gittin. So maybe he meant write a shtar, right? Nevertheless, the word get means get isha. In other words, never mind that they use that word for shar shtaris, but lemaisa, when we encounter the word get, our immediate conclusion is that get isha. So if a person has a wife and he said to people, write a get, you know, you don't go out and write a shtar avot. And that's what he means. Kavanosa canal. The ain lonu el mashmos haloshen amurgu b'fi olam. Meshikos of abach zal hanal. Yeah. So now, bal pizeh yesh lohoyer. Al mashikos of b'shuvus chavis yoyer from Rabbi Yochanan Bachrach siminayin aleph. It's also brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva in Ebenezer. Shekostav le'inyon shebo lifnei bezin shtar mekuyum al echad b'loshon zal. Hey chof mem. The mizeh muchach shemeis, rachmano litzlon. Dafilu hochi ein lahatir es ishtoi. Now, zal, what's zal? Zechrayno levracha. What's Heichof Mem? Hareini kaparas mishkavai. Yeah. So, kiven shlo nichta beferish shemeis rachmanu litzlan, bitam the efsha lichta ivzal gam al hachai. Dog siv zeicha tzadik livrocha al hachai neemar. Ki yumad aflamet chesamet beis. The midai raisa shaminon zois midik siv avram oye yil legoi godol. Ayin shom bechavois yoy. So the Chavis Yoyer wrote a tshuva, and in that tshuva, we're not talking about Harini Kaparis Mishkovo, we're talking about the Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, Zatzal, or Zal. So the Chavis Yoyer said the very fact that somebody wrote Zal about someone, Mesiach Lefitumo, does not necessarily prove at all that that person is dead to such an extent that his wife now is treated as an almona, and she's permitted to marry somebody else. Because it's always possible that the person used that phrase even for someone who is still alive. Allah, the Gemara in Yuma about the people who were working in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara says about Avraham Avinu that very much alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be speaking to him in a few minutes. And nevertheless, he's Mevarech Avraham, and it says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Of course, Ribbono Shel Olam in that pasuk didn't use the words Zal, you know, but the idea is that Zeicher Tzadik Livrocha could be Zeicher but Tzadik while he's very much alive. So now, the Marsha mentions something, and I'd rather try very much to be medactic to do that whenever I write about someone who was nifter, or when I mention it, prepare to say Zichrono Livrocha Lechaye HaOlam Haba. And that is for this reason of this Marsha, because Zichrono Livrocha could be even for a person who's alive. But if you add Lechaye HaOlam Haba, then you have identified that you're talking about a niftar. So this is the Chavis Yoyer. So the Chavis Yoyer says that Zal alone is not going to be sufficient to indicate that the person that had been referred to that way is no longer in this world. So he, Tainas, no, right? But Chavis Yoyer Zal, there's a little play on that. B'mechilas k'voy toirosoy harama loyro divrei hamarsho Zal. He says, by the way, if he would have seen the Marsha, he certainly would have referred to him, because he's saying exactly that point. You understand that Zal is not something that we generally use for a living person, because in that tumult that happened in the meeting of the Rebbeim, there would not have been a tumult if that would have been understood to be applicable to a live person as well. It is taken for granted by the whole world that when you say Zal, you're referring to somebody that's gone. So even if technically it might not be so, and there may be a Gemara to corroborate the point, etc., etc., and maybe it's preferable to add l'chai olam haba, but afa pikein, the world hachin ongenum, it accepted the fact that Zal refers only to a niftar, and therefore ein lonu elam hashmos haloshen amurgo b'fia olam loymar lichtoiv loshen Zal ala meis dafka. Now, the mashma b'divrei Chavis Yoyer, the loshen zeh lo yomru alachai, ayin shom b'kiddushin, behed yarminim b'moise keitzer oimer, hareini kaparis mishkavai, u'besukad afchofa medbeis isa, hareini kaparis reb chiyovanov. A long time ago, it's probably in this tome, in this large volume here, they must have it also, because we once spoke about it by Arichus. Hareini kaparis mishkavo, I believe. I've given so many shurim, I forget where I said what. Upirish Rashi zal shom, the loshen kovid huzeh. Kishu maskir aviv oirabai la'achar misaso. Yeah, first year. So achloim akein adkan lishono. And that's what it is. It's dafka, a child. You have it lagabi a talmid to a rebbe also. And it's a whole question, what does it mean and what's it all about? But I forgot the matzon loshin kazegam lachayim ki yivam estafayin amadav harini kaparas ben biti kuza shemachileni betruma pre matzon loshin amishna negoyim bnei Yisrael ani kaparasan So it's obviously Bnei Yisrael that are alive, and he's going to be their kapara. Ein shom barab toisus yontif chematosim medeshraba Esther amar baivu kaparosim shal Yisrael. Ein shom chedusha hashash. This is all before computers. So this person has tremendous bekiyus. Mekomakon kivin shabaloshin amurgal b'firoy va'olam lo yomru harini kaparos mishkav alachai rak alameis rachmano litzlan yesh loyma de mahani lo shenzegam linyin edes isha ka'omur. Matzasi about 11 sapir shekosav shoyed ayoyim devin sapir was a travel. A traveler who went to Shadar, who went to Eretz Yisrael, the Eidus HaMizrach, and he brought back a lot of minhagim from the Orient. So this Evan Sapir, Kosav she'oid hayoyim haminug ba'artzis teimon, k'shemaskirin ish shchai lishvach, oimim olav ha'shalom. You imagine that Teimoni is talking about a certain person who's very much alive, and he says, olav ha'shalom. May he have peace. About Sosein Unoigim Lomer Kain Al Hanifta. Right? Ayin Baran Soif Moed Kotten Leich Bishalim. Right? You know there's a difference between Bishalim and Lishalim. Because Bishalim is finite. Uvam Ha'ashaz Al Chidush Agos Ad Brachos Tversi Sol Mishnai Tzvech Per Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Oysen Anal Vahovin. Tzasi Oid Bishalim Tshuvus Marit Shal Ha'ashoyil Im Yesh Lati Ishal Pish Kosav Lechot Beloshen Nun Ayin. That's Nishmoso Eden. Right, and there's another alternative, Navgam, Nishmasai Began Menucha, right, and so on. He says, wherever people use a certain term, even if in theory it's applicable to live people, and even if on occasion it's used for live people, but in the communities that we are in, it's never generally used except for a niftar, then he tainas, you're able, if somebody is testifying and using such a phrase, to identify that the person he's talking about is gone enough that you could be matir, his wife, to be able to marry somebody else, even if there's no other evidence about the husband's demise.
What's Bei Zayin Hei, the last verse pages?
I don't know what the Bei's is specifically. The Ayin Hei is Olav HaShalom. You know, it might even be a typo also, I don't know. But whatever it is, it's one of those Lishankas.